It's Tuesday afternoon at a farmer's market on the streets of Los Angeles. Luis Rivera, 35, is a salesman. He is at a stall under a large banner that reads Homeboy Bakery.
This is red bread baked with cranberries and red wine. This is one of my favorite breads. This is a morning bread. We have it sliced. People prefer not sliced. It's more fresh than the
Rivera never thought he would be selling cookies, pastries, and other treats when he was growing up on the streets of Boyle Heights.
I used to be involved in gangs back when I was a teenager and in and out of jail. And
one day, he met Father Boyle of Homeboy Industries, and that changed everything.
It helped me. A lot of people tell me, you know, this lifestyle is going to lead nothing but you dead or in prison. I do that. But basically, he just assured me that there's hope, you know. There's something else you can do. But and then, what was it? What is that something else I can do, right? So he created Homeboy Industries. So that's, it helped me.
These days, he's visiting five different farmers markets around L.A. every week, selling Homeboy baked goods.
Flavor profile. I like it, especially selling in the fire market, because you know people are feel friendly in the fire markets. You got a community of people that, you know, they eat healthy, they want to live a healthy life. So you know they healthy, smiling. That's a healthy way to live a life too. So most of our customers that come by, they're real friendly people.
For now, Rivera wants to stay with Homeboy Industries, but he's also thinking about his future.
Let me get out of gangs. I want to keep doing that, you know. So whatever business I'm going to get into, I'm more into like a non-profit. I'm into non-profits, you know. I'm not really about getting rich. I mean, don't get me wrong, money, you have to pay the bills and stuff. But my main thing is not to get, I mean more about the non-profit. I see assisting people, helping people in that kind of area. So that's mostly where my heart's at. I'm real grateful for this program and Father Greg, and grateful to God, you know, that I am where I am right now.